Second parak of Kedushin, first Mishnah. Ish Mekadesh Bayu Bishlucha. Kedushin, we said before, the three ways of doing Kedushin. So a person can make a Kedushin either by himself or with his Shliach. He can send the messenger to make a Kedushin. The husband does not have to come to the wedding, he can send the Shliach. Yeah, we're talking about Kesef and Shtar. Isha Mitkadesh Bayu Bishlucha. Also, a woman can receive the Kedushin, not even indirectly. Her Shliach receives it for it. Ish Mekadosh is Bita Kishu Naira Boi V'Shlufa. A person can marry off his daughter when she's a Naira, when she's a 12-year-old, whether he does it by himself or with his Shluch, with his Shliach. Yeah. Next point. Oimel Isha, someone tells a woman, it's Gatchili B'tmora Zu, it's Gatchili B'Zu. He says, marry me with this Tamara and then marry me with this one. If one of them has a Shavu Pruta, it's a good Kedushin. What's why? Because the Lashon was Mashma, he did two independent Maisa Kedushins. So since he did an independent Maisa Kedushin of independent Maisa Kedushin, and each independent one did not have a Pruta, so he didn't do anything. But if he said Hiskachi Li, he said Hiskachi Li only one time, then he said Bazu, 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 that's his mashma, the Kedushin is from the sum total of all three, then Riesha, Vishala Pruta Bakula, Mikudeshis, Vimlavin, Mikudeshis. Then it's enough that you have a Vishala Pruta in all of them. You don't have to have a Vishala Pruta in one of them. But she ate one before she got the second one, and each one had less than a Pruta. Then she's also not Mekudeshes, because the Kedushin takes effect when she receives all three of them. She ate them one already before she received the third one. Then she's not Mekudeshes, unless the last one was a Shavu Pruta.